What are the most important conversations we need to be having today? And how can young people contribute to these conversations? These are the questions we ask our guests to answer in 5 minutes with. At our recent DIS Misinformation and Young People workshop, we sat down with Alex Brocklehurst from Full Fact, the UK's independent fact-checking organisation. Alex speaks about mis and disinformation, its potential impacts in an election year, and techniques that young people can use to spot misinformation.
So what do I think are the important conversations that we should be having? I think we should be talking about mis and disinformation. We obviously live in a world where it's increasingly easy to create new types of mis and disinformation and to spread those very quickly using social media. And we've obviously got an increase in the number of tools that people can use to manipulate information, including AI, but other things as well. So there's a problem there that's changing in nature and possibly growing in scale. And I think whether you're a specialist fact checker like myself and my colleagues at Full Fact, or whether you work in some other arena, I think this is a really important conversation to be having right now. Especially in the political sphere, we've got elections probably later this year in the UK. There's a lot of other elections around the world. In the past year or so, we've seen examples where election campaigns have been not necessarily impacted, hopefully, but we've seen examples where fake information has been promulgated very deliberately, probably to discredit a particular political opponent and so on. We've seen fake images and videos. So, you know, we can expect, or we shouldn't be complacent, that we won't see that in the UK or indeed in any other elections that are coming up. So I think it's really important that people are aware that that's coming. I think it's important also not to kind of overstate the risks of this. We are hopeful, I suppose, that if we have good levels of media literacy, if the press knows what to look for, if we've got, you know, engaged citizens with a few tools at their disposal, that collectively we can identify misinformation before it spreads too widely or causes too much harm.
And so how do you feel we can engage young people in that conversation?
Yeah, that's a really difficult question, but I think we do need to engage with young people in that conversation. You know, thinking about political sphere, it's often assumed that young people are sort of disengaged from politics or they're less likely to vote than older people. It's really important that we encourage political and civic participation. It may be that one of the reasons why young people are less likely to vote is that they are exposed to a lot of disinformation and they don't really know what to trust. So I think, you know, encouraging young people to think critically about the information that they are seeing and that they are exposed to, and also thinking critically about the information they are sharing amongst themselves and their communities. I think if we can engage them in that conversation, I think that'll be really powerful. And I think, you know, again, being optimistic, I don't think young people are so cynical that they won't want to have that conversation. I think, you know, there's a lot of things that young people feel strongly about. There's a lot of political causes that they will want to pursue. They won't all think the same way about political issues. Of course, that's understood. But, you know, what we talk about at Full Fact and what a lot of other people talk about is making sure that people have good skills to critically appraise the information they're seeing. And, you know, Full Fact have written some guides that we, you know, that I think are quite useful, particularly around sort of online information and how to spot doctored images, for example, or misleading videos. You know, so there are guides out there, and I think young people can use some of those techniques. They're not necessarily very difficult. People with sort of access to IT and using social media will probably find it quite easy to do things like reverse image searching, for example. So there's got a lot of things that are quite low tech that can be used to appraise the quality of the information that people are sharing. And I think the main message as well is that if you're in any doubt, perhaps think twice before you do share information. You won't necessarily be able to prove if it's false one way or the other. But if you have any doubts, maybe think twice before you do share it.
You can keep up to date with all the work of Cumberland Lodge on Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook at Cumberland Lodge, or on our website, cumberlandlodge.ac.uk. Thank you again to Alex for joining us, and thanks for listening.